Welcome back to Nachyami. Today we are going to be learning Mizmor Pei Zayin, the 87th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. It is short and it is powerful. This is about Mount Zion, about Har Zion. Let's take a look at this from an overview perspective. We have seven psukim in front of us and two basic sections. The first section runs from Pasuk Aleph to Gimel, 1 to 3, in which there's a description in the narrator's words of Zion being holy and a respected city, how Hashem loves it. Sukkim Dalad to Zion seems to be the merit of those who belong to Zion, who belong to Zion. One could actually detach the last pasuk as being a conclusion, because the previous pasuk ends with Selah, and it could be Vasharva Kacholim Kol Mayane Boch. Singers and dancers alike proclaim, all my thoughts are of you, referring to Har Zion, of Mount Zion. And this sort of reminds us of the Zion, 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 Haloi Tish Ali, the kinos written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in his travels to Israel as well, and the idea of the always our center point, our gravity is to be found in Jerusalem. The central theme of this mizmor is clear. It is very a terse and short mizmor. In fact, each sentence seems to stand independent of the other ones. There seems to be a little bit of a flow from Dalad to Vav, but other than that, it seems to be very, very, very poetic, very dense. It must be sung at a time when people were ascending and celebrating in Yerushalayim, in Zion. That's what it seems to be. The one theme which does seem to be pretty dominant in this mizmor is the universality of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim. As an example, Azkir Rahav Ubaival Yadai Hine Pleshes Otsorim Kush Ze Yulan Sham. There are different ways of reading this pasuk. One way of reading it is that all these other nations that are mentioned in the pasuk are in some way connected, are Yulad Sham, are connected to Zion. It seems like everyone can find their source and their place in Jerusalem. That seems to be an expansion of the theme described by Shlomo HaMelech upon his completion of the first Beis HaMikdash in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, in which he gives a long, beautiful, beautiful song about the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't seem like he's only talking about the future. He's not saying at some point when Mashiach comes, all the nations will come and pay homage to Hashem. It sounds like right now, right here, the nations will come and be able to find a place in Yerushalayim. In fact, he goes on, he says over there, in Psukim Mem Aleph to Mem Gimel, V'gamez anochri, V'gamez anochri, Asherlai me'amucha Yisrael hu, V'ame eretz rechaka l'man shemecha. Even the non-Jews, those who are not connected to Yerushalayim necessarily, will come from the far lands for your name. Ki yishmu nis shimcha ha-gadol, V'esodcha ha-chazako, U'zeroyacha ha-netzuya, U'vol yispalel el ha-bayis hazeh. And everybody will come, because they'll hear of your great wonders, and they will come to pray to you in this great house. You will listen from heaven. All the requests and the prayers of the non-Jews in this place will also be listened to. And they will thereby see to fear you because you listen to them as well through this house. This is quite a remarkable statement if you think about it. Because if you think about the sanctuaries of other nations, you know, a Jew would be killed if they went to Mecca today. If they went to the to that area. If a Jew, you know, forget the halachic ramifications. If a Jew were to try to enter the precinct of the Dome of the Rock today, you know, and for many, many years until perhaps Nostra Aetate, if the Jews were involved in entering the inner sanctums or in Catholicism. This is very serious stuff. It's fascinating that this is an open invitation over here. Of course, there were parameters where and where not to go. But the house of worship of Yerushalayim was meant for all nations as well. Ki vesi ves tefila lechol ha'amim, we say. This is a very, very powerful idea about the universality of Yerushalayim. The voices in this mizmor should be considered. It's interesting, there are different voices describing Zion. Some are from the outside, some are from the inside, and some in third person or direct. So there seems to be like sort of a cobbling together of different voices and perspectives about Zion. One just thing to notice over here is that this is attributed to Livnei Korach, to the children of Korach. Why in the world are they connected to this? So the Radak says that actually this was composed by David HaMelech about the future Beis HaMikdash, and it was going to be given to the Bnei Korach, who were Leviim, to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the connection over here as Leviim. One geographical note over here, just when thinking about this, is where exactly is Har Zion? Where is Mount Zion? So historically speaking, it's actually shifted a little bit. There, if as anybody who goes to Jerusalem knows, when you go to Yerushalayim, you have to go up. because you have to go up the mountains to get to Yerushalayim. There's down some valleys and up again, and you have to climb. It's quite a climb in the car to get to it. If you're doing the Jerusalem Marathon, you know very much about those hills. So it happens to be that where the Beis HaMikdash is placed is what's called Har HaMoriah or Har HaBayis. And originally, that was also synonymous with Har Tzion. Times the David HaMelech, Har Tzion also, that was where the name of Har Tzion was attributed. However, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, it shifted to the southwestern hill of Yerushalayim, which is what we call today Har Tzion, which is the parallel mountaintop. Essentially, Har HaBayis is on two mountains. The southwestern hill, which is Mount Zion, which is really essentially under the Armenian and Jewish quarter today, is what we call Har Tzion, which overlooks Har HaMoriah or Har HaBayis. That's the Har Tzion is in that kind of area as well, entering into the Har Tzion side of the Old City. There are no specific events which the Mefarshim list this is related to, although we'll see in a second that the Churban could be a background shadow. This Mizmor does not appear wholesale in our Tefillah either. In terms of just a few psukim in the spotlight, Pasuk Beis, very powerful Pasuk, Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, God loves Zion, the gates of Zion, more than all the dwelling places of Yaakov. The Gemara in Brachos HaDaches, the Yalkut Shimoni here in this Mizmor, in Taf Lamed Vav, says a very fascinating thing, quotes Rava, who was talking to Raphram Bar Papa, and he says a beautiful, beautiful idea. He calls it Mili Mal Yusa, beautiful idea. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what does it mean Hashem loves the gates of Zion more than the dwelling places of Jacob, of Yaakov, that is referring to after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, more dear to me than dwelling places, than shuls, than mikdash, than temples, is in fact the Sha'arim HaMetzuyanim BeHalacha, the gates, which are our gateways of where Hashem is found, which is in the Torah. The Torah moves and has moved across the centuries and has moved across exiles and places and the deeper and deepest and darkest of places. We still have the Torah, even though our sanctuaries have been destroyed, have been entered, have been attempted to be attacked at all times, even the holiest day of the year. We know that ultimately Hashem is found in the Sha'arim HaMetzuyanim BeHalacha, in the actual Torah itself, beyond place. That's the exile reality we live in here, which is what is said at the beginning of this Mizmor, and this is perhaps why it's in Book 3, because this is the book with much darker backdrop. This is about Galus perhaps as well. Pasuk Dalet, another pasuk in the spotlight, a very complicated pasuk. Ach azki rahavu bavel yodai hine pleshes utzorim kush zeyulad sham. He talks about these different nations, Rahav, Bavel, Plishtim, and Tzor, and Kush, these five nations, and it says Zeyulacham, they're born there. What does that mean? So the Malbim says, if you continue reading the Psukim, you'll see that there's a difference between a person who's born in Zion and a person who's born in any of these capitals. When a person is born into another nation, they have the nationality of that nation, but whether they that personally exist or not is irrelevant. I mean, say, you know, a Philistine, a Babylonian, who dies is replaceable, so to speak. Meaning to say, the national quota will be filled by somebody else. Whereas Zion demands each and every one of its people. Every single one of them is considered connected inextricably to Zion. If you think about this, there's been so much controversy over the last century and a half around Zionism. That was the name chosen for the movement of those who wanted to move back to Israel. And secular Zionism is religious Zionism. You know, the Zion is because of Har Tzion. That's where it comes from. It's Mount Zion. Mount Zion is either the Har HaBayis or the adjoining mountaintop you're referring to, Yerushalayim. So it's clearly part of our culture, and this is clearly what it is. Whether this deserves its own movement or not is a whole discussion, and is the center of a great debate. And in the UN most recently is Zionism, racism, all the complicated issues that have been raised over the last century and a half. But one thing the Malbim says, let's get it right, is that every Jew is inextricably connected to Har Tzion. When a Jew dies around the world, Tzion weeps. That's what this Mizmor is saying. There's something about that Jew. There's something about Tzion, the capital of Israel, the capital of the world essentially, the universal world, which is missing because of that. That's the difference between it and any other capitals. Rashi has a different explanation. He says, no, all these other nations, Zeyulad Shama refers to that every other nation also is born out of Zion. Now, Jonathan Sachs made a statement when the embassy of America was moved to Jerusalem, and he quoted in the second last paragraph a very powerful idea. He said, outside the United Nations building in New York is a wall bearing the famous words of Isaiah. You will judge between nations and settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. That's sort of the mission of the UN, we can say they had a mission. And he continues to say, too often the nations of the world forget the words that immediately precede these. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Those words spoken 27 centuries ago remain the greatest of all prayers for peace, and they remain humanity's best hope for peace in the Middle East and the world, understanding that everything stems from Zion, everything stems from Har Zion. Finally, last pasuk in the spotlight is pasuk Vav, Hashem Yispor Bichsov Amim Zeyulad Shom Sela. Hashem will count those who are written in the book of the nations. Why is Hashem writing down the nations and their account? So it could be referring to the hundreds and thousands of Jews who are forced to convert over the centuries, whether it be to Christianity, to Islam, or today the millions who have left and chosen to leave Judaism to assimilate. All of them who may look very much like non-Jewish people today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yichspor b'chsov amim ze yulad shom. They will all be written down because they are also born there. They are also connected to Tzion and will ultimately return. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.